Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is... This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Do this thing. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. Now, on Fridays, Wayne takes the first hour off, catching up on all the extra work he's got to do, and he has been so kind to allow me, yours truly, Lee Elsie, to humbly broadcast over the entire USA Radio Network, all of these fantastic stations from coast to coast for the first hour of the broadcast. Yes, Wayne will be back at the top of next hour for the final two here on the Raw and Unfiltered show. The amazing Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go, making sure that we stay on the air. If you want to learn more about me, you can go online, leeelci.com. That's leeelci.com. Email me, leeelciradio@gmail.com. So every Friday we'll spend the first hour together for the foreseeable future. And I have to start, I think, with inflation. I went to the store on Wednesday afternoon. Been like 2 weeks since I went to the supermarket. So I'm walking up and down the aisles, grabbing some of the things that I normally get, noticing that just about everything is more expensive. And I end up getting to the condiments line where they have ketchup and relish, mustard, and mayonnaise. And I get this certain kind of low-fat mayonnaise that I like. And normally, it was, I think, like this time last year, it's $3.99 for a jar, regular size jar. And then during some of the COVID scenarios, it popped to $4.99. And recently, I've even got it at $5.50 for a little jar of mayonnaise. I'm not sure how many ounces are in it. So yesterday, again, I'm going down the aisle. I need mayonnaise. I stop. And here in Connecticut, it was $7.99 for a jar of mayonnaise. The same jar that the same time last year cost me $4. So I'm paying twice as much for one item, which essentially means it's a 100% increase. Now, the quote-unquote experts are saying inflation is up 8.2%, but we all know it's more than that. You want the September numbers for how much things are exploding as far as the price in grocery stores and other outlets across the entire country? Okay, here we go. Food at work or at school, 91.4% increase. Airfare has gone up 42%. Utilities, 33%. Butter, margarine, 30%. Eggs, 30%. Health insurance, 28.2%. Public transportation, 27%. Energy has gone up 20%. Gasoline, 18.2%. Poultry, 17%. Electricity, 15.5%. Milk, 15%. I get my taxes done, and guys, a friend of mine, but you got to charge me. Of course, he's not going to do it for free. His price tag went up. Everybody needs to charge more in their business because everything else costs more. Everything is going up to the point where the regular, average, everyday American is nervous. The average American family is sweating right now because every week, I can almost guarantee you this because it's happening to me. Every week, the average American family has to dip into their savings, or worse than that, if they don't have savings or sufficient savings, they're putting a lot of this stuff on their credit card. Now, of course, some folks are just not buying the products, and that's eventually what I'll do. I'll see something that has an absurd price tag to it, and I won't buy it. Like the mayonnaise, for example. I won't buy it. I bought it this time, but chances are I won't pay any more than I'm paying right now. This is about as high as I'll go. And I think a lot of products will reach that pinnacle where people will say, all right, I'll find something else. And the price of gasoline is going to skyrocket. I heard Wayne talking about this the other day, and he's 100% right. Just wait till after the midterms are gone. And, of course, we know that Biden begged the kings in Saudi Arabia, please wait until after the midterms before you cut production. Can you imagine the United States president, supposedly the most powerful man on the face of the earth, begging Saudi Arabia, oh, please don't cut production until after the midterm so I can keep my power. Pathetic. Pathetic. But he did it. And they're cutting back their oil production anyway. Shows you exactly how much power Joe Biden actually has. He has zero power. He's a worthless, empty suit in Washington, and everybody knows it. But once the midterms come and go, I mean, they will do everything in their power to try to hold the price of gasoline under $4. I don't see that happening in the next month. I think it's eventually going to creep towards $4. And then after the midterms, well, hell's bells. Everything is up for grabs at that point in time. I mean, you really could see the price of gasoline go to $6, $7 a gallon here in this country. And there'll be a point when people will push back. There will be a point. I've said this on my morning show here in Connecticut over and over again. When folks in this country start going to bed hungry, there will be a rebellion. Right now, we're all fat and happy to a certain extent. Credit cards are still working. You still have a little money in your savings. Maybe your income has been supplemented by the federal government because of COVID or for whatever reason. So you're feeling a little fat and happy, but that'll run out somewhere along the line. And when Americans start going to bed hungry, when their kids start going to bed hungry, there'll be a change in attitude. Only then. Only then. And it's coming. Oh, it's coming. Because people are not going to have the same amount of discretionary, not even discretionary, same amount of income to spend on their goods and services that they always spend on. When that well dries up, and they've really got to make that hard decision where they used to buy Wonder Bread, now they buy Joe's Bread or store-bought, whatever it is. Or you're going to day-old, two-day-old bread, three-day-old bread. And when that is exhausted and they just don't have enough money to put food on the table, even though they're working 40 hours a week, you will see the uprising then. You will see people turn to the streets. Now, in November, this could all be stopped if the average, everyday American working stiff, who maybe for whatever reason feels as though they have aligned themselves with the Democrats, wises up and figures that, you know, what has been in place for the last 2 years, and maybe depending upon what state you're listening to me in, what your state is poor at economically. And here in Connecticut, it's driven completely by the Democrat Party. So if you're finding that your leaders in your local areas, for the most part, are Democrats, and you don't vote them out, well, then shame on you. But if you do, if we do vote them out and get a different plan, a different mindset in your local town, your state, and the nation, we have a chance maybe to stop this. Because right now, we're a roller coaster that is getting ready to run off the rails. And Biden had the gall to actually come out and say that if the Republicans get in office, inflation will get worse. I mean, can you believe somebody will say something like that, a lie like that? If there's one thing that the Republican Party can handle, it's getting a grip on inflation and figuring out where to slash, what to cut, and how to make this work. Democrats have no idea. It's spend, spend, and spend more. And the price of everything goes up. And Biden, in his senility, somehow wants you to believe or buy into the idea that the Democrats are better suited at thwarting inflation than the Republicans. And I'm coming at this from a completely independent standpoint. I mean, but I've been doing this radio gig for a long, long time, and you can see who's good at what. And the Democrats are horrible at the economy. Horrible! So, November's right around the corner. Just keep that in mind. When you go to the store, when you go to buy stuff, when you go to, you know, dig into your pocket, you're digging a lot deeper than you did certainly this time last year, or without question this time 2 years ago. One other side note before we run out of time here in this opening break. The strategic oil reserve, the stockpiles that this administration has used as a crutch to try to knock a few pennies off a gallon of gasoline when people got angry, you realize that it's at the lowest point it's been in 37 years. The stockpile fell by 4.6 million barrels last week to its lowest level since May of 1985, with the total amount dropping below 460 million barrels. Biden, again, is intentionally weakening this nation. That oil reserve is in place in case we have to go to war, or in case there is a global oil shortage and we need that oil again to continue to run the government and run the society. And he's tapping into it because, well, the price of gasoline is getting too high. So keep that in mind as well. Another example of how this president has caused yet more cracks in the foundation of the United States. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie, and I get the first hour here on Fridays. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Allen Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and works to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Finding great candidates to hire.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne on the roof. The roof's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatic lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Buckle up, everyone, because the cancel culture is coming for your emojis. Oh, I'm not making it up. Gen Zs are calling out the popular thumbs up emoji for being rude and hostile. even saying they feel attacked whenever they see someone use it in their workplace. Are these people out of their freaking minds? Texting back and forth. You want to give somebody an okay with a thumbs up, and the Gen Zers now are offended by that? Some Gen Zer on Reddit apparently posted he was, well, he confessed to being a little bit uncomfortable with the thumbs up emoji reaction, and then others chimed in and agreed, and it avalanched. So according to this report, young people find the thumbs up emoji as passive aggressive, sarcastic in nature, and they can't handle it. According to the report, it's really super rude if someone just sends you a thumbs up. And I guess part of the younger culture, the thumbs up sign is a sort of in jest. It means, again, it means you're not really sincere. And I thought I've gone over some dumb stories in the history of my talk radio life, but this might be one of the dumbest. You out there who consider yourself Gen Zers who are offended by a thumbs up emoji, good God. Get out of your mom's basement. Go out. Get a life. This is pathetic. This is about as low as it goes on the human evolutionary rung of the ladder. What other emojis offend you? The smiley face? The embarrassed? Well, I'm sure the guy with the turban on his head offends you. I'm sure that the kissing lips offends you, or the shoe, or the thimble, or the dog. All incredibly offensive. Oh, my God. Run for cover. Turn out the lights, sit in the corner, and don't talk to anybody for a week. You might have a breakdown. I got to be honest. If I didn't know it were true, I would think it's an absolute joke. And I would be actually laughing if it weren't so serious. The history of this country is in the hands of young people who are offended by a thumbs up sign. We have officially lost our way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. It's always a distinct honor and a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you here on these Friday nights. We used to do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now we move it to Fridays, and the first hour of Wayne's show on Friday, I get a chance to broadcast to you across the entire country. It's always kind of cool. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can find me up on Facebook as well. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't go anywhere. Like I said, coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk to our Heritage Foundation friend, Stephen Bucci, about maybe nuclear war. All that is coming up. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are down slightly. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $3.90 a gallon. That's a penny lower than Thursday. Five people, including an off-duty police officer, were killed Thursday by a gunman in Raleigh, North Carolina. The suspect is in critical condition and has been identified as a 15-year-old juvenile male. Raleigh Chief of Police Estella Patterson says the crime scene was expansive.
The shootings occurred in the streets, in the neighborhood, and then the suspect fled towards the Greenway, and then we had some more victims who were shot in the Greenway.
Another injured police officer and victim were taken to hospitals, and although the police officer was treated and released, the injured victim remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our regular guests here, we bring him to the entire country, is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, and we've got to chat about Ukraine / Russia. Russia has upped the ante, and the shelling has gotten a lot more frequent and a lot more deadly here in the last 5 or 6 days. So what do we know new about Ukraine / Russia?
The fact that they're striking back after that bridge was hit, okay, I understand that. It just makes me laugh when the moral indignation of the Russians saying, my God, this is, we have to punish them for this. This is terrible. How could they have the timidity to actually strike us after we've leveled most of their cities in their country? You know, this is, and there's people in our country sitting there saying, yeah, I mean, that's terrible. Look what they did. They blew up that girl. That's just a terrible thing. Geez, the Russians are leveling cities, right, for goodness sake, shooting rockets at apartment buildings. And the same people are like, well, you know, they're just, that's their national interest. We got to get ourselves, you know, on one sheet of music here. And it just amazes me that, I mean, you could disagree with us supporting the Ukrainians, that sort of thing, but to sit there and try and justify the Russians' actions, a little tough for me to really handle without getting upset.
Forget about nuclear, but do you think Russia has been holding back on some of their more sophisticated weaponry?
Well, I mean, they've got a ton of conventional munitions. But, you know, they've got bombers they could use, that sort of stuff, except the Ukrainians have shot down airplanes that have tried to come in their airspace, so yeah, I think the Russians are using everything they have, short of their nukes, that makes sense for them to use in this situation. I don't know what other conventional means they would use other than more of it.
Right.
And, you know, it hasn't really had the effect that they wanted to. It's kind of like Hitler doing in the Battle of Britain, doing the Blitz. He thought, by switching to the British cities, that he would bring Britain to its knees. And instead, it just made them more determined to fight back. And, I know there's lots of proponents out there for strategic bombing, but bombing cities hasn't ever worked at bringing people to their knees, except when we use the atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I know we point to that. That was the two single events that really convinced the Japanese to surrender. But the Japanese were pretty much going down one way or another at that point. It just saved us the effort of having to invade their country, with resistance. So, you know, this kind of let's bomb the civilians, that's the only time it's really worked was in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So I don't think they have any other conventional things that they could throw at the Ukrainians that are going to significantly change the calculus.
Yeah, I was watching a special on both those bombs, and both of those essentially leveled half a city, and our ability to wage war at that level has jumped exponentially. We can just do incredible damage with a handful of nuclear weapons. It could literally change the landscape of the planet, right?
No, not quite. I mean, we tend to think that way, Lee, because, you know, we were brought up with this vision of the, you know, massive thermonuclear exchange, you know, where the Soviet Union fires everything at us and we fire everything back, and, you know, and suddenly we have nuclear winter and all this other stuff. I guess if we fired all our nukes at each other, you know, and the Chinese joined in and all that, it'd pretty much be, catastrophe for the country. I'm not advocating for, you know, manageable nuclear war.
Right.
Because I think it's horrific to even think about it. Even in the 1940s, we didn't know what the results were going to be. We had no idea it was going to do everything it did. We had some idea, but, you know, it even all of us kind of went, oh, smoke, look at it. Look what happened. But just if the Russians dropped a tactical nuclear weapon or deployed one in Ukraine or someplace else, even if they did a couple of them, it's not going to end the world. We're not suddenly going to have, you know, nuclear winter. We're not suddenly going to be pushed back into the, you know, the 1200s or something.
Right.
That's just not what's going to happen. It's the way we use nuclear weapons, us anyway, our doctrine is we don't use the big giant bombs that you drop one bomb and it levels, you know, the whole state of New York. We drop relatively small ones, but very precise, and multiple warheads on the same, delivery system, so that when they hit, it's very much targeted on, you know, some very specific stuff. We don't just shoot at a continent and hope for the best. You know, that's kind of what North Korea does. Their stuff is, yes, we can take this to America. They're aiming at North America. They're not, you know, aiming at a city. They don't have that kind of capability.
Right.
We do. And therefore we can use other techniques that, one, lower the radiation yield, allow us to use smaller devices so there's less wanton destruction, and we can kind of target their military facilities as opposed to just dropping it on cities. That said, you know, the Russians are more precise than the North Koreans, but they're not as precise as us. So their stuff is more concerning because it's more old school sledgehammer vice the scalpel kind of device.
So I was reading a doomsday, if you will, talk about the apocalyptic, like you had said, the potential of a nuclear exchange, but they had focused on India and Pakistan. And if they exchanged just a handful of nukes each, the scenario was that it would literally contaminate everything around it. The entire breadbasket of that area would go wasteland, and we wouldn't have enough food.
There would be lots of cascading consequences for, you know, using multiple nuclear weapons in an exchange. India and Pakistan, good example. They both have massive armies, I mean, enormous militaries, and the Indians have a bunch of nuclear weapons. Pakistanis have a lot less, but they have a significant number, and it would be horrific. There's a lot of people crowded into those two countries. So you start dropping them on some of their metropolitan areas, you're talking about millions of people that would die. And you're right. There's, you know, there's the blast, there's the heat, there's the radiation, and then the effects of the radiation don't go away. They are in the ground. The devices of those two countries are notably old school in that they will cause a ton of fallout. Fallout occurs primarily when the device blows up on the ground and throws dirt and debris up into the air that's now irradiated. That gets caught by the wind and spreads around in a much, much bigger area. Air burst devices, which blow up high in the air, and then, you know, the blast is all predominantly downward, basically tamps that down. There's still fallout and there's still radiation effects of airburst weapons, but not as much as a ground burst. So there's, you know, there's a lot of factors involved in this, Lee, that hopefully the people making these decisions consider before they ever come to a conclusion that this would be a grand idea to do. It's not a grand idea on anybody's part, and all of us are praying and working hard to try and forestall that possibility.
Social media is on fire right now. Let me ask you a question from one of our listeners out there. Todd writes in, where does Pakistan, or where did Pakistan get their nukes?
Pakistan developed their own. They had a scientist who we believe probably got some of his stuff from the North Koreans, who may have gotten it from the Chinese, and then they developed their own. I mean, he's
right.
This guy is known as a national hero of Pakistan because he gave them the ability to stand up to India. Sad thing, because now you have these two countries that really don't like each other,
right?
And they're faced off across a common border, a disputed border in a lot of places. As I say, with even if they didn't have nukes, their militaries are so big, it would be like battles, you know, a la World War II. You know, nothing like we saw in the Gulf Wars. I mean, like way, way bigger than that. And then you throw the possibility of a nuclear exchange. If one side starts to lose, then they have that option of going nuclear. That's horrific, particularly with the population density that they have.
His name is Stephen Bucci, and we get him through the Heritage Foundation. HeritageFoundation.org is the website. Follow him on Twitter, SBucci at Twitter. Stephen, thank you, pal. I'll talk to you down the road. We got to go. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Group reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Okay, from the start,
the Acerola Cherries.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Final segment. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour today. We see our country at its highest moral and ethical divide. In fact, according to a new poll, 6 in 10 adults, 60% of U.S. adults find it stressful to talk about issues. If you've been at a dinner party or an event, anywhere where people are socializing, you know all too well that discussing differences in politics, even if it's just the economy or inflation, can be polarizing. This nation has always had differences of opinion, but what makes this country distinct is we can openly discuss our opinions and work together to find solutions to prevent problems. But in the past few years, that task has become increasingly difficult. Family members and friends argue and have even stopped, in some cases, talking to each other. We're better than this. We're Americans. We should pull together. We have an obligation to foster conversations that unite us and stay away from the personal attacks. The problem is, it's nearly impossible because we are so divided on positions that seem like common sense to me and you. We think about things like debt and immigration and certain levels of abortion that seem like they're common sense to one side and yet foreign to another. And there's no way to get to that middle ground in some cases. Like for me personally, I don't see any reason why the border should be open. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Wide open borders are dangerous for everyone. What would be the reasoning behind trying to coddle criminals? Hardcore, lifetime criminals. Why does the left want to acquiesce and genuflect to the criminal at the expense of the everyday citizen? Addressing these difficult topics is essential. Politicians of the past were actually able to sit across from each other, even though they may have differed widely and on a wide variety of subjects, yet they still are able to sit down and have a conversation about things and try to figure it out. Now it's impossible. But I think it's impossible because the left has moved so far left that they make those of us on the right or center right seem extreme. The left is so far gone, like so far out there, you almost feel like they can't be saved. There's no middle for us to get to. Now, one of the biggest enemies of this division is social media. Social media has destroyed our ability to critically think. We click on something, we semi-absorb it, and it becomes a pseudo-gospel in some cases for us. Right? Some dope prints something out somewhere in the Midwest in his mother's basement, and all of a sudden now that becomes gospel to whatever issue is at hand. Even if none of it is true or a fraction of it is true. This illusion of credible news has corrupted the psyche of this country. So on one hand, this may sound hypocritical, believe it or not, which is, again, one of my pet peeves is being hypocritical. But on one hand, there is a desire from me for a come-to-Jesus moment, a get-together moment for all of us. You know, get down on that same page. For that eagle to fly straight, it's got to have a left and a right wing. We've heard all that before, right? So that part of me, it exists. But on the flip side of that, I say to myself, well, they're so far gone. They're so far left. They've lost a connection with reality. They're divorced from the average everyday person. The lunacy of extreme wokeism, the constant attack of family values and the breakdown of that system, the idea that I think really truly they don't like what's written on the Constitution of the United States of America. They would burn it, shred it if they had the chance. So that being said, my initial hopes and dreams and wishes of everyone getting together it's moot, right? How do you get together with someone who's diabolically or diametrically, that's probably not a Freudian slip, opposed to you? Everything I love, everything I cherish, they hate. Everything they love and they cherish, I wince at. Because I know how destructive it can be. So how do you come together? Maybe you can't. Maybe you never can. I think maybe the reason why we're so divided is because we're so divided. Their side is so far left. And I don't believe this side is that far right. I believe because they're so far out on the fringes, and that's the majority now of the Democrat Party, they're so far left that there really is no potential for a real conversation. Because how do you sit across from somebody and come up with a middle ground when their middle ground would still be left of the leftist lefty that existed 40 years ago, if that makes any sense. All right, Wayne Allen Root is next. He's back. He's on. He'll come up after the top of the hour. It's always been an honor and a pleasure to spend an hour with you here on Friday. Thank you, Christopher, down there in Texas, pushing the buttons and making everything go. Don't move. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bible.